Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Fresno's performing arts being hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns. What's the story here, Gabe?
Yeah, it's just a look at one of these industries that, you know, they're going to reopen like the last of anybody, and they're probably the first ones to close, especially ones that work indoors. So we're talking about like Good Company Players, Roger Rocca's, Fresno Philharmonic, and others, many others. We spoke to Dan Pisano of Good Company Players actually at their space and tower, and it's kind of eerie. Our reporter found that their set was still all constructed for The King and I, which is what they were working on doing rehearsals back in March. So they're not sure if they'll be able to perform that play anymore. You know, they're not sure if they'll really have a future. In addition to the dinner theater, Roger Rocca's and Good Company Players, they also hosted summer classes for the next generation of acting and singing talent. So that was kind of a bread and butter piece for them too, a revenue maker. So it's unknown if they will be able to you know, keep those going and at what point. We also spoke to the conductor of the Fresno Philharmonic as well as the CEO. You know, some of these groups, including the Fresno Philharmonic, were actually able to get federal relief funding of different types. A lot of them weren't. And while speaking of the Fresno Phil, you know, maybe they're still able to be an organization. They're still paying their bills, but it's taken a lot of money out of the hands of those, you know, professional musicians. And just the configuration of things is going to be odd. So, you know, they're having about 100 people on stage. So when they're ready to perform again, it's a good chance that's not going to happen because of social distancing. So when they do come back, you might see performance of maybe 15 to 25 musicians. Some of the instrumentation might have to change just for the nature of those instruments kind of, you know, possibly blowing infectious stuff all over the stage. But, you know, it's really a big part of the community that we're missing right now. And the chances are it's one that might not fully recover anytime soon anyway.
And a facelift for a Fresno golf course. What's the story here, Gabe?
Yeah, it's cool. So San Joaquin Country Club just recently underwent a $2 million renovation to its course, a bit of a modernization. So that course opened in 1961, and believe it or not, there's been a lot of advancement in landscaping technology since then, especially when it comes to drainage and irrigation. Back then, when you wanted to build a green, you'd have to pile up dirt and to create a hill, but years of watering causes the ground to sink and shrink. So they're now, it was rebuilt to be on top of gravel and sand, allowing water to escape. There's even a subsurface air system that allows the course superintendent to blow air through the ground to kind of get some of the sensitive bent grass that to be able to vent a little bit during the summer. So it's like a little bit of underground AC, which is really interesting. They have new greens, new bunkers. Construction is completed. They just need to let the grass grow in. Some of the holes are closed now, but everything should be ready for members by mid-November.
Excellent information. That gets us off and running this week. Gabe Dillard, hope you have a decent week, buddy.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
Hey, you want more information on those stories, all news that is business, make sure you pick up a copy of the Business Journal.